סימוכה בזיים סיב טס מוקרם הנוחס תפילה של ראש ויתפולס איקרי הישר מביצרוי עד סייף המוקרם שם בויכרי של תינוק ראשס The place where one could put his tefillin on his head starts from his hairline. If he had a hairline, it was born and receded, then it goes by the area that it was born. But if he does it even partly, he puts the tefillin even partly before where the hairline was, even though the majority is where it was, he is not used to the mitzvah. It's important for people to be makpid on this. If it slips down, you have to push it back up again, obviously. The highest area we said is somewhere in the middle of the head. The Gemara said there's room for two pairs of tefillin to that place. Should be very careful not to make it below the beginning of where the hair grows from. As far as the highest point, also it's also the entire tefillin have to be in front of that area. Like we said before, you have enough space that even if the tefillin is a little bit above your hairline, you'll still be in the proper position for the highest point. Same with the signs if you're so, שיהיה הקשר מאחורי הראש למעלה באורך. The knot in the back should not be on your neck, it should be on the back of your skull. The Guru says that the main part of the קשר should be before the indentation, should be on the skull itself. But you have to be careful that no part of the knot is below the area where the hair grows on the neck. But that's for sure, the part of the neck and it's not the back of the head. Sometimes the vesuus gets stretched out and it gets too big, so you have to tighten. Continues the mechaber itself, lechaber hakzitza shetei ve'emsa. Today shetei keneged bein einai. You have to set it up also in a fashion that the height of the tefillin shorosh is in the center of your head. In other words, not to the right or not to the left, between the two eyes. Also, the knot in the back should also be in the center, opposite the bias. The Maisim Yisru says it's not proper to get these very big tefillin. In the olden days, they had the nebuch. Nowadays, it's not necessary. But the small ones, because it's hard to position them properly, and also, very often, it's come out, the whole thing is hanging in the air. So, Shemokim, Shevakesh, Shenir, King David, Tzad Chutz. The knot should be facing outwards. In other words, the fact that if you look at the person's back, you'll see like a dalet from the knot. Moses says, but in the keshe shelyad, also, the shelyad, also you have to make sure it doesn't go out, turn in the wrong direction.